Okay, good morning, everybody. So, continuing our discussion, the Rambam Perek Tesvav Hilchos Sanhedrin and Halacha Chas Mitzvos Asi Likbor is called Haruge Bezdin Biyom Hariga Shenemar Ki Kavor Sikvino Biyom Ahu Velo Haruge Bezdin Bilvad Alakol Hamalin Is Meso Over Below Sase. So, as we suggested yesterday, right, the fact that we're expanding this halacha from Haruge Bezdin tells us, in I think an incontrovertible way, that Kivura is a din in Selam Elokim, and even those who, as we said, undermined, there's a beautiful formulation of this in Reb Meir Simcha on the Or Sameach, where he talks about this exact idea, just saw it this morning, even those that, to some extent undermined their Tzalam Elokim, and therefore you would have thought it forfeited their right in terms of Baal Talin and Hur the Mitzvah Sasei, Ki Kavor Sik Berenu Bayomahu, no, they are entitled, the Tzalam Elokim is still in place, despite their actions, and from there we can extrapolate, kal vachomer, lekolam alinus meso over below sase. I would just like to suggest the following. It's very fascinating, that anytime you have a mitzvah sase, mitzvah lo sase, you always have to evaluate the relationship between them. We just said zachor and shamor, right? There's the idea of shabbason, there's the idea of lo sase kol malacha. When it comes to Shabbos, we understand this is the Ramban's contribution, the famous essay, Yelachem Shabbason, right? The essay is not just the inverse of the Los essay. It's not just, okay, by not doing Malacha, you'll have kept Shabbason. No, it's much more than that. It's what the Rambam terms Shvisani Keres. So the Ramban talks about, a Yom Menucha, creating a certain ambiance. And that's a really critical perspective. So here, it's really interesting to think about Lo Salin Uvlaso Ala Eitz, really defining Kikabor Sik Brenu Bayomahu. What's the impetus? I think here the lav is really controlling of the assay. The halana sames, leaving the mace over, saying that's like, we couldn't get it done today. We had just too much to do. That's the controlling issue. Yeah, and then there's a corresponding mitzvah assay. But it's the I don't think it's the other direction. So I think the presentation here of the Rambam, of first, presenting the losase of losas salin ivlaso al eitz, ki kavar tikbrenu bayomahu, isn't just a function of the psukim, right? But really the idea is that the losase, the fact that there's such a stigma associated with not taking care of things immediately, again, that's, at the extreme, then we call this the Mace Mitzvah, but it's part of like a broader ethic, I think, no doubt about that. So we need to have a certain perspective, that the Aseh kind of flows from there. And then, therefore, Helino Lichvodo, right, well, when there's no stigma associated with Lo Salin Nivlaso, Al Ha'etz, because it's Helino Lichvodo, it's not because we just couldn't get it to it, we had more important things to do, but because it was Bedavka, something that was essential for the mace, right? So when there is no stigma of the losase, say such as lichvodo, lahavi lo aron v'tachrichin, or again, we would expand that to, certain immediate family members who should be, able to participate, eno over alav, right? So it's very interesting. The Rambam, again, makes it about the losase, because the mitzvah sase, I think it's clear, it's implicit in the Rambam, you're not mevatel yase in that situation, right, in any kind of nefarious way, because the point is helino lichvodo lahavi lo aron v'tachrichin, when there is no stigma of halana sameis, so there's no obligation of ki kavor sik brenu by yom hahu. It's interesting. Reb Meir Simcha's medayik from here, he thinks that there's no issa daraisa from that point on of Baal Talin, but if you'd extend it beyond that, you might not be able to violate Baal Talin, but you could violate lo satameis ad masacha. Right, so that would be a situation where Isura Miyaika, there's still another issue, right, which is that we've circumvented of the technical problem of Baal Talin, but Lo Satame Es Ad Mascha, Lo Tumas Haaretz, at least in Eretz Yisrael, that is generated by, an extension of the period in question.